This episode of WDW Today is being sponsored by touringplans.com. And you know what? I hate waiting in line. I'll tell you that. It's the same today as it was years ago. It's just the worst. I love riding rides. I love seeing all my favorite shows at Walt Disney World. But I, gosh darn it, I hate waiting in lines for it. The good news is I don't have that problem anymore because I use touringplans.com. That's right. You go to touringplans.com. They've got the tools and information you need to be able to see everything and do everything without waiting for everything. And it really does work. You know what? We've got a special discount code just for our podcast listeners. Use discount code ZUZU2014, ZUZU2014, and you too can save 21% off a touringplans.com subscription. Why? That's cheaper than many, many, many snacks at Walt Disney World. It's very inexpensive, in fact. So inexpensive, you'll wonder yourself, why I didn't do this before? Check them out right now, touringplans.com.
Bringing the world to your world, this is Walt Disney World Today. Here are Mike Scopa, Len Testa, Mike Newell, and your host, Matt Hochberg.
It's Monday, December 22nd, 2014, and this is episode 1438 of WDW Today. Joining me on today's show, Mike Scopa, a blogger for touringplans.com, and he's also the co-host of the Mickey Miles podcast. Welcome to the show, Mike.
I shall call her in, and when she enters, we will all shout surprise.
Bell. Bell.
I said it first.
I said it correctly first.
That doesn't count.
I'll give you an easy one.
Philip, plus one Matt. Also joining us on today's show, Len Testa of touringplans.com. And he's also the host of the Disney Dish with Jim Hill podcast. Welcome to the show, Len.
How's it going, Matt?
Outstanding.
Len.
That guy I've only talked to for the last 10 years. What's your name again?
Len.
Also joining us on today's show, Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Len.
Who is that guy?
What?
And also joining us on today's show is the fabulous Annette Owens, a manager at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Annette, I haven't talked to you since we last saw each other at the Polynesian. How are you?
Life's good. Life's good, especially since I'm running ads on Mouse World Radio and he didn't know it.
It's the North Koreans.
Hashtag KMG.
KMG.
That is my line. That is so not your line.
Get your ads off my station.
Gotta make money somehow, I get it, Mike. Gotta make money somehow.
Always be hustling. All right.
On today's show, we're going to be talking about, you know, how what money gets you on a Walt Disney World trip. And Len has done some research here and preparation, something that's first for this podcast. And he's looked at how what $500, $1,000, $1,500, and $2,000 will get you at a Walt Disney World vacation and the benefits and trade-offs for each. And this is some really interesting stuff because, I, you know, Len, many people are always, you know, thinking, you know, what if I skip a corner here or, you know, can we do it for this price or what? Yeah,
point of clarification. Yeah. Point of clarification.
Yes.
Yes.
How many people are we talking?
Two adults, one kid, age 8.
Okay.
With tax.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Continue.
We created a spreadsheet and we all sent this out. Here's the thing. So throughout the year, we've been looking on the website on touringplans.com for ways to make the planning process easier for people. So we run these Google experiments where we present the same information on the same page but in two different ways. So, for example, on the Magic Kingdom dining page, we typically list all of the restaurants alphabetically. But it turns out that alphabetically doesn't really work for people who are reading things. It's great if you're a dictionary or encyclopedia, but people are really interested when they're looking at the Magic Kingdom touring plan page, or the Magic Kingdom dining page, it is what are the best restaurants? So we present the information now, where we tested presenting the information, by order of reader ranking instead of alphabetically. And we look for things like, do people click on more links? Do they stay on the page longer? Do they stay on the site longer? Mm-hmm. Things like that. Really interesting stuff. And so one of the other areas that we were working with planning was, what the big questions are that people have. It turns out that by talking to, like, agents at MEI, Mouse Fan Travel, and talking to, you know, various people on our site, generally everyone knows about when during the year they can go to Walt Disney World, you know, whether it's because of school schedules or whatever. The thing that most people don't know when they start planning is how much it's going to cost. So this is an idea I've been kicking around, and I'm going to try and fit it into the 2016 unofficial guide. I thought we'd get some feedback from our listeners on it. But what it is here's what you can get at different price levels for the average size family. So for this show, we did two adults, one kid, age eight. And we're talking about anywhere from a 1 to 6 day trip with various options for dining and for hotels. We're assuming a base ticket, no park hopping and all this because that just complicates things. But we'll go through different scenarios and we'll see what you can get for about that amount of money. And what I'd like to hear from the listeners is, and you guys can send me an email on this, is, you know, what are other things that you would consider as absolutely essential for your vacation? Like, you know, is your vacation not really a vacation unless you eat ice cream with every meal or have dessert, something like that? Or, you know, do you think that this strikes a chord?
Absolutely. So where should we get started here?
So let's go over the basics. So I'm assuming a $9 breakfast per adult, $6 per child. That's pretty much a bounty platter at one of the all-star resorts or the value resort with, you know, something like water to drink. Lunch at a counter service is $15 for adults. That's a drink, a soda, and a dessert. $9 for kids. Counter service dinner, same price. A table service dinner, $35 for an adult. $16 for a child. That includes tip and tax. Okay. And then for off-site budget hotels, it's $45 a night for the Magic Castle Inn and Suites. That's an actual rate at the Magic Castle for summer. For a value resort, it's at All Star Sports. It's $118 with including tax. A moderate Caribbean Beach, it's $216, and a deluxe is Wilderness Lodge. It's $367, and those are all value season prices. Rack rate. So for $500, for two adults, one kid. Here's the interesting thing: tickets are going to be almost $300 out of your $500.
Wow!
Right off the top, $294. With tax. That really leaves you with not many dining or lodging options. If you stayed at the budget hotel, if you stayed at the Magic Castle Inn and Suites, you could eat nothing but counter service meals and it would cost you $441. So the idea here would be you get up very early, you drive into the parks, you're there when the park opens, you stay until the park closes, you go to your hotel, you fall asleep, you wake up, you drive home. So with that, the only thing you could do, you could stay at a budget hotel, you could eat counter service meals, you could stay at a budget hotel, you could actually the table service meal for dinner, it'd be $488 with the table service meals. You'd save about $45 if you ate counter service meals. Or if you went a little bit over budget, like let's say mom skipped a meal, mm-hmm. you could actually stay at a value resort, you could stay at the All-Star Sports, and it'd be right at $500. Like $499. So those are your three options. You're staying for one day, you're going to the parks for one day. You're staying at a hotel and then driving home, and you're generally eating either counter service meals or having one table service meal for everyone.
Right.
That's what $500 gets you.
Now, of course, one of the drawbacks of this, and I think we'll see this with even with day two and maybe even day three, is a great deal of the price you're still paying for are those tickets. And you're
eating 60% of the cost.
Yeah, you're eating that. But as you get further out, that percentage is going to – it's going to balance itself more. And this is by design. Disney wants you to stay, you know, 6, 7, 8 days, not 2 days.
It's interesting because, you know, the ticket prices really never vary in any of our scenarios less than 50%. Like it's generally between 45 and 60% of the cost of your trip. And by the way, this is all excluding transportation because most people drive and we don't know how much that's going to cost. But yeah, the tickets really vary from 60 down to 45% the longer you stay. But just if you just assume tickets are going to be half my cost.
Yep.
It's still a pretty basic.
That's the thing. When we moved away from Florida, we moved back and we started planning our first trip, our first real trip. We had a reunion trip then. Sorry, that doesn't count. Yeah. But like our first real vacation, and I looked at it and I was like, oh my God, I forgot how much expensive tickets are.
Yeah, but you could easily spend. How old is Gabby?
She's 3, going to be turning 4 now.
Yeah, so you could have. She was 2, right? $1,800 tickets, right?
Well, she was 3 for the first. Yeah, for the first trip. So it's like, you know, we're dropping $1,500, and we haven't even gotten a hotel or airfare yet.
Right. $1,500 just for tickets.
Yep. I mean, it's, you know, that was like, wow.
Yeah. Oh, because you got hoppers. Yeah, probably, right?
And there's another one on the way, Matt.
Yeah.
I know, Matt.
Yeah, $2,000.
This wasn't really thought out very well.
Yeah. So that's $500. If you can stretch your budget to somewhere between $600 and $1,000, a few more options open up. I'll give you the same scenario. You could, for one night, you could actually stay at a deluxe and eat nothing but table service meals, and that's $810. Mm-hmm. So you could stay, yeah, you could, or, so that, and that's your best one day option. That's $810. You could also do, there are a variety of 2 day options available. So this is where you spend the night at a hotel and go back and do everything again in the park. So this time, out of your $1,000 budget, $590 are tickets. Mm. And the low is, let's say you stayed offsite at the Magic Kessel Inn and Suites. You ate nothing but counter service meals, $839. Or you could stay at a value and it'd be $912, between $912 and $933, depending on whether you're eating table service or counter service. Or you could stay at a moderate for right at $1,000, $1,010. Let's say, again, somebody skips one meal and you're fine. Hmm. So the 2 days for $1,000 get you, you have a couple of options. You can, again, you can spend one night at a deluxe, you can do 2 days at a moderate. And then it, then the sort of the, you just eat less expensive meals throughout your trip.
Right. You know, and this is where, again, you're still, I think even 2 days, you're still at this, you're paying, there's a lot of upfront cost, right?
Yeah.
But it gets you a vacation, which is nice, right? Because for a lot of people, hey, you know what? 2 days at Disney World is better than 0 days at Disney World. And if you're working maybe retail or you just don't have vacation time, this may be the best you're going to be able to get, or it's nothing.
Yeah, the thing that I was surprised at was, you know, 2 days staying at a value resort, $912. And it's only like $80 more expensive than staying at a budget hotel. Because you're staying one night, right? And you go back the next day and then you leave that night. Mm-hmm. So, so it's not that much more expensive. So for 2 days, you can kind of see the staying on, 2 days is really sort of where, even if money's tight, staying on site isn't that much of a burden.
Rosie agrees.
Rosie does agree. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Cool. So let's move on to day three, right?
So,
or do we upgrade? Budget?
So anywhere between $1,100 and $1,500. So for $1,100, you can still stay 2 days, but do it at a moderate with table service meals. So again, you could stay at Caribbean Beach. You could eat a table service meal every night for dinner. That's going to run you around $1,100.
And here's the real question, Len. Do mm-hmm. you think, do you have to take off your Touring Plans mogul hat for a second?
Mm-hmm.
But do you think it's harder to come by the $500 extra or the vacation day?
The $500. Cause, people aren't making $500 a day at their job.
Oh.
The money is a,
oh. No,
no, Matt, they're not.
I'm joking.
So Mr. Cheap is making $500 a day. Woo!
You know how this lucrative podcast career of mine.
Yeah. So here's where it ranges. So for $1,100, you're staying at a moderate, you're eating table service meals. Or you could stay at a deluxe and eat counter service meals. So this is where the number of the meals start to play in. So for about $1,104, you could stay at Caribbean Beach and eat table service meals. Or you could stay at Wilderness Lodge and eat counter service meals. Now that's an interesting trade-off. There's only about $57 difference between the two for the 2 days. So for $57 different. Yeah, but so would you guys do that? Would you spend $57 more, eat counter service meals, but stay at Wilderness Lodge? Or would you rather eat the table service meals and stay at Caribbean Beach?
Good question. I would do Wilderness Lodge.
See, I would do Wilderness Lodge too.
Yeah, me too, I think. Because you're sleeping there, right? You're spending 6, 8, 10 hours. Right.
Yeah. So it's going to be a more comfortable room.
Location is a little better depending on where you're going. True. There's a little more options. The bar there's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's a good trade-off, right? Now if you wanted to stay at Wilderness Lodge and eat table service meals, then you're talking about, you know, $1,250, $1,260, somewhere in there. So that's sort of right in the middle of your $1,500 price range, but, that's a bit more. But still under $1,500, you can actually get out to 3 and 4 days. Your 3 day options, if you're staying in a budget hotel, eating counter service meals, it's just over $1,200. So you could stay one night at Wilderness Lodge and pay $1,255, or you could stay two nights at the Magic Castle Inn and Suites and go for 3 days in the park. Your park tickets are $840. Eating nothing but counter service meals, though. But you get that extra day in the park, and it's $19 less. So this is an interesting question. Would you rather spend one night and 2 days in the park at Wilderness Lodge or 3 days in the park and two nights at the Magic Castle Inn and Suites?
Magic Castle Inn and Suites. I would. I think, and this is the way I think I would see it for quite a number of these options. If money's the issue and not the vacation time, I would rather have multiple days. Because for a lot of people, this is what they're going to say. I'm going to be in the park, you know, from open to close.
Yeah.
I'm going to sleep and shower. What do I care? What am I going to pay for, you know, the Disney resort? Does this include – you don't include transportation. You said that. Okay.
No, yeah. Don't include transportation.
Okay. No. Yeah. But, I mean, I think a lot of people are going to go with the side of – I think until you get to a certain price point perhaps.
Yeah.
But I think the value offsite resort. The offsite resort really presents a major component that, you know, your money just goes a whole lot further.
Yeah. So it's 2 days, one night at a deluxe or 3 days, two nights at the Magic Castle Inn and Suite for essentially the same amount of money.
Yeah.
Scopo, what do you think? That's what I think, Len.
I think it depends upon the person. I think if someone...
If it was you, would you rather...
Three days,
two nights at Magic Castle Inn and Suites or 2 days, one night at Wilderness Lodge?
Yeah, I think I might go at Wilderness Lodge.
You know, if that was the case, I would actually spend a bunch of time at the hotel the second day. I mean, I would totally take advantage of the counter service restaurants there, the pool, the transportation. I'd do the tour. I'd do everything.
But see, Len, I mean, if you had two people in front of you and one went every other year or every 3 years, and then you had someone and the other person was a frequent visitor, maybe two or three times a year, I think you'd get two different answers.
I agree. Mm. The casual traveler is probably going to opt for more days in the park than someone who goes four or five times a year.
I think you know, from people who say it's only a hotel, I only sleep there, so all hotel rooms look the same when I close my eyes. I think those people would do the 3 day, two night thing.
That may be true, but there's more to do at Wilderness Lodge than there is at.
And you know, the funny thing is we've done surveys on this for the unofficial guide. The people say, you know, it's only a hotel room and I don't care what I get. If you look at the satisfaction of the trip for people who do that, they are more satisfied spending more money with their trip than before. So like, we've asked this question. If you typically stay at a budget hotel and you stay at a budget hotel at Disney, you're not as satisfied as someone who stays at a budget hotel and splurges for a moderate. And it's true for every level up to deluxes. If you go one level up from what you normally stay in, you are more satisfied with your vacation. So it's one of those rare instances where everybody wins by spending more money. You win, Disney wins, travel agents win through commission, right? Everybody wins by spending more money. Everyone's happier. So that's good. So let me give you a couple of options in the 1500.
Sometimes vacation isn't where you want to be completely.
Yeah, you don't want to pinch pennies on vacation.
You know,
right? it's
you don't want to be pinched. Yeah.
Yeah. There are some things that where you've got to treat yourself right and it's on vacation, right? It's also, yeah, with, yeah, I get it. So here's your other $1,500 options. You could also, stay at a value resort. So you could stay at All Star Sports and eat counter service meals or table service meals. That's within the budget. Or you could stay at a value resort and eat table service meals and it comes out right at $1,500. That's for three nights. So you could do that. You could splurge on dining, or stay at a value resort, or you could stay at a budget resort and for an extra day. So we've seen two options here where, depending on the level of food that you eat over multiple days, you can either skip the table service meals and have an extra day somewhere, or upgrade your accommodations. Those are your two options there. So that's interesting. Would you rather stay 3 days and eat counter service? Sorry, 3 days and eat table service or 4 days and eat counter service?
I think that the food loses on this.
I think the food loses. Exactly.
It loses.
Taco Bell really isn't that bad.
Well, but I mean, the thing is, the counter service really isn't that bad. I mean, Columbia Harbor House is good. Four Seasons is good, right? Flame Tree Barbecue, good. I don't know what my favorite is in the studios, but I mean, Backlot Express isn't terrible.
Yeah, no, it's just,
again, I know, when we were a family of five going, we would go for extra days, and then we'd share meals. We'd do what we needed to yeah. to make the food budget go.
Yeah, I mean, you could always bring Pop-Tarts and stick them in your hotel room, right? And stuff like
and
that.
I don't eat. I mean, I don't eat. I might eat one big meal a day. So table service is, it's not always for everybody.
Yes, I mean, water fountains instead of sodas, stuff like that. I mean, you could definitely save $10, $20, $30 a day doing stuff like that. So that's I think that's definitely true. I would much rather have an extra day and eat counter service meals than eat table service meals and have one less day. But in each of these last two scenarios, that's what you see. So, all right. So let's talk about the $2,000 range. So for $2,000, $2,000 actually is where the sweet spot is. You can get a lot of options there. For under $1,600, you could stay at a moderate for 3 days. So 3 days, 2 nights. And eat table service meals, and that's around $1,700. Or for the same money, or nearly the same money, so that's 3 days, 2 nights at a moderate, you could stay 6 days at the Magic Castle Inn and Suites and eat counter service meals. So you get twice the vacation time in the parks for the same money. That's interesting.
So it looks like I'll be enjoying some Magic Castle for a week, baby.
Yeah, so would you rather stay at a moderate for 3 days or a budget and 6 days in the park?
With no difference in the meals?
It's so a moderate with table service meals or Magic Castle Inn and Suites and counter service and
twice the stay.
6 days, twice the stay.
Wow.
Where is Magic Castle?
It's on 192. Right by King Offal Offal, in fact. That alone would sell me on that.
Well, now we know why Matt's going in there to stay.
Every day, every night. Guess what we're eating, honey?
Is that Quiznos falafel?
Yes.
So they're right. They're both of them are in the $1,700 range. It's actually a little bit more expensive to stay at Magic Castle and Suites, maybe a few tens of dollars. But or let me give you this option. Moderate table service meals. 3 days, Magic Castle Inn and Suites, 5 days table service meals. So 3 days at a moderate or 5 days at a budget hotel.
What would you do, Len? What kind of a change would there be in the moderate if you did counter service?
If you did counter service, going from counter service to table service, it's about $140 difference over the course of 3 days.
So you really don't gain much.
It's about $46 a day?
Yeah.
Yeah, not much. But that's an interesting question. Moderate for 3 days, 2 nights, table service meals, or budget hotel, 5 days, 4 nights, table service meals.
So the only
difference there are 2 more days at a budget hotel. Is it worth it to you?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Matt.
I was going to say, I think a lot of this also comes down to how often people go down. I mean, if you live in the Southeast, perhaps, and you're able to get down, be able to drive, and you have easy access, and you know that another trip is going to be right around the corner, so to speak, I could definitely see, like, what Len is saying. You know what? Let's splurge this time. Let's go for only 2 days and, two or 3 days at the deluxe and, live it up versus, I think people that might be going who, this is their yearly trip or less. I think you got to maximize time.
How about first timers?
You got to maximize time.
Maximize time, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think so.
Exactly.
Well, but here's the thing, though. I agree maximizing time, but I think you get diminishing value on your days after a certain point, right? So the difference between 5 days and 6 days to me wouldn't be as great as staying at a nice hotel. So let me give you an example here, right? You could stay at a budget hotel for 6 nights. So the $1,800 scenario. You're staying at the Magic Castle Inn and Suites for 6 nights, right? And you're eating nothing but counter service meals. For almost exactly the same money, right? You could stay at a moderate for 3 nights, 3 days, 2 nights. And I think at that point you could see most of the parks. So you could do the Magic Kingdom 1 day, Epcot 1 day. The studios in the Animal Kingdom, or skip the Animal Kingdom, and see that. I don't know that you lose that much by skipping one park, and you get to stay on site for 2 days, 2 nights. At a moderate, I mean, I don't know, dude. That's starting to sound pretty good,
It's good information all around in terms of, you know, the kind of where the decision matrix is, right? For what makes sense for you. But some good information, Lynn. Thank you for assembling all this for us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And of course, if you want some more hard hitting information about planning your wealth and vacation, of course, you should really check out our sponsor for today's episode, touringplans.com. And there you're going to find information like, you know, I'm going to the Magic Kingdom on March 7th. And, you know, how do I ride all these rides my kids want to ride? So you can go with a specific touring plan. You can have a custom touring plan made for you. There's so many great little options here in terms of making your perfect Walt Disney World trip a reality. Really, it's all about becoming the hero of your Walt Disney World vacation. And you can check them out right now at touringplans.com. Also, if you've got your questions or comments about Walt Disney World, we want to hear from you. You can email us questions@wdwtoday.com. For Len Testa, Mike Scopa, Mike Newell, and the fabulous Annette Owens, I'm Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on the next show.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.